St. Bernard Parish is not on the way to anywhere. And that fact makes this story one to be told today, for it left a culture mostly intact for over two centuries. The story is Our American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agriliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Regulate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
In the late 1700s, Spain made a concerted effort to bring colonists to settle the area around New Orleans. Many of those settlers were from the Canary Islands and are known as Los Isleños, or Islanders. William de Marnie Hyland says they were very important just three decades later in the War of 1812.
When the British Army came through here in 1814, they plundered this whole section, but still the Canary Islanders fought with the Americans as Americans against the British, and they were very important in the defeat of Great Britain in the Battle of New Orleans.
While the Islanders became a part of a new, young American nation, they retained much of the culture of their homeland for over two centuries. There's a good reason for that.
St. Bernard Parish is a very beautiful place, but it's literally on the way to nowhere. This is your destination.
If one went further east, they drive into the Gulf of Mexico. The relative isolation of St. Bernard Parish helped preserve the heritage of those from the Canaries.
The Canary Islanders, particularly those who settled in the easternmost reaches of the parish and were most isolated, they were subsistence livers. They pursued professional hunting, moss gathering, trapping, and commercial fishing.
Their distinct culture can still readily be found, and this museum helps share that story.
Without the Canary Islands, the Americas would not exist as we know them today.
We conclude next time as we travel the countryside in St. Bernard Parish, Louisiana. I'm Andrew McCrae.